Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat. Hello, ladies. Welcome to our podcast for this week, Heart Catholic Women. My name is Emma and I'm here with Rosemary.
Hi, everybody.
Have you had a good week?
Tiring, but I think it's that time of the year. End of the year and beginning of the year. I don't know. Even though it's supposed to be, you feel like it's supposed to be holiday season, I put too much in.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's all good.
You're good. You're good. Well, luckily we're talking today about starting now. So, you know, we've at the kind of the end of the holiday season now because we're getting back into the year. But sometimes I feel like, when I shared with this Heartbeat this week, the reason I shared this is because I was feeling that I pretty much kind of missed the intention of the holiday season of Advent. And even though I stood up and said, be intentional, and, you know, I did try. I'm not saying I didn't try, but I did just let, like, life and busyness get in the way. But I really felt like the Holy Spirit say to me, but you don't need a significant event or, you know, beginning of the year. It doesn't have to be New Year's for you to start again. You can do it with me anytime, and you can keep coming back to me, and you can keep coming back to me. And so that no matter how I feel, when I feel like I've missed the boat, God says, but I'm still here and you can come back.
Well, what does it say in Scripture? Mm. His mercies are new every morning. Mm. So it's like, okay, you didn't do it then. Well, today's a new day.
Yeah, so I had a few scriptures that came to mind too. The first was the story of the prodigal son, which I shared in the Heartbeat. And I just always love that part of the story where the son goes back to his dad after he's squandered everything. And he goes back to his dad and his dad is actually looking for him.
Yeah.
Like
every day, I'm sure. Every day he was out there looking.
Yeah.
Is my son come yet?
Yeah.
Is he coming?
Looking far off. Like I imagine, you know, someone looking off into the
distance.
Hills, yes. Distance. Yes. Is he coming?
Yes.
And it reminds me of how God looks out for us and always wants us to return to him and his abundant grace for us. It made me think of you gave two heartbeats last year about abundant grace, which, you know, you can never talk enough about it because it's so abounding. But I just love, that part of the Bible where it says he's, you know, ready looking off and then he comes and the son gives the spiel of his rehearsing. I don't know about you, Mum, but have you ever rehearsed a spiel to someone?
Oh, yes, many times.
And then you go to deliver it and it either comes out, but most of the time it doesn't come out exactly as you think. Yeah. But he did. It comes out exactly as it seems he rehearsed it. And it's like the dad just was like,
pushed it aside.
Don't worry. Like,
forget about it.
I love you. I forgive you. Come back into my house.
Yes.
And it's interesting because I've been feeling like a bit distant from God. And, you know, he always says, Emma, you can come back to me. And I thought of the story of the prodigal son, but I was thinking that, like, I don't think that I'm in the place of the prodigal son who's gone out and squandered everything. But it's still the same of he says, come back to me, doesn't matter.
Yeah.
What you've done, how you're feeling.
Prodigal son degrees wise, you can go, oh, yeah, he was really bad, you know, because when he said, I want my inheritance, he was basically saying to the dad, I don't care if you're even dead. I want my stuff now. You know, I've never seen you ever do that, but I still feel like we reject God and so often in our life we don't. Well, if we're supposed to be Christ followers, we often sometimes don't follow him properly, the right way.
Yeah. The other scripture that came to mind after the prodigal son, which I didn't share in the Heartbeat video, but I can share now, it was, I don't know where it is actually, I'd have to look it up in the Bible, but where the scripture where one of the disciples asked Jesus, how many times should I forgive? And Jesus
And he said seven times?
Seven times, yeah, like question, seven times? And Jesus goes, no, 70 times, seven times, like, yeah. You know, so many times. And that's the other scripture that came to mind of like, Emma, you can come back to me, like, and I would ask seven times, God, and God would be like, no, like 70 times, seven times. You can come back to me as many times as you need to come back. And knowing the frailty of who we are as humans, we actually need that. Like,
that's his grace. Yeah. What are you? Abundant grace, like you know, referred to it before. Mm. That's what he is, who he is, what he does. It's just God.
Mm.
And if we could have hearts like that, you know, if all of us in the world could have hearts like that, oh my goodness, what would the world be like?
So why do you think then we sometimes don't want to go back to God as, well, I'll answer it first. Sometimes I think it's a bit of a, I'm ashamed.
Pride.
You know, like, okay, I have done wrong. Like the same way, like, I don't know, I probably still do it now. If I've done something wrong or, I don't know, let's say I've lied or hidden something from someone, going to own up to that person.
Is hard.
Yeah.
Mm.
To say I've done the wrong thing, I'm ashamed of this, and then to ask the forgiveness. So I think that human part of us struggles to go back to God, not because of him, but because of us. But that's why God's God, and we can't, our minds can't entirely fathom that there would be someone who could love me that much.
Yeah, because our minds don't, or God's mind doesn't think like our mind. We often perceive or put God into the box of who we are or what we think or how we act, and no way is God like that. And he is perfect and we are not. But I think it's often pride, you know.
Yep.
I don't want to face the honesty of who I truly am.
That vulnerability of needing to be vulnerable and say,
it's hard being vulnerable. It's not easy. You know, it's hard being vulnerable before people you love on the earth, your husband, your partner, your children, but to be vulnerable before God. I know you might think it's easy, but I don't know. It's the fallen nature within us. You know, I feel like Adam and Eve, you know, they decided they wanted the fruit on the one tree where God said, don't touch, can't eat it. And I'm thinking, yeah, I probably would have done the same. It's like you're enticed to what you can't have. And it's our fallen nature. It's because we're not perfect. But God draws us to his perfection. And when we look not at ourselves but look at him, it's easier.
So that's, that's where I've been at lately.
Honest. Very honest. It's wonderful.
Yeah, and I know that I'm not alone in that.
I can join in with you.
Yeah, and you can think, like, as the new year starts, I usually do write out, you know, the different things I want to achieve with, I suppose, achieve with God, you know, like tick them off a list type thing. But when you miss that, sometimes you can feel, well, I can anyway, oh no, I'm now flailing, like, you know, but even though we're only a few weeks into the new year, that's okay to start now.
Start now.
Let's just do it now. Start now. That's okay. We don't have to, you know, and if it gets to March, well, start then, you know, like it doesn't really, really matter. So the weekly challenge for this week is start now. Go back to God and ask him to pour that abundant grace upon you and just spend some time maybe asking forgiveness and having to be vulnerable before God if that's what you need. So I just encourage you to start now. Make this your beginning of the year, even though we're a few weeks in. So we hope that this little chat has encouraged you in your life and your faith, and we look forward to chatting with you all again next week. Bye.
Have a wonderful week. Bye.